pushing back after being pushed out. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Ex-Navy Secretary Richard Spencer says the commander-in-chief is sending the wrong message to troops in the Eddie Gallagher case, telling CBS News.
I don't think he really understands the full definition of a warfighter. A warfighter is a profession of arms, and a profession of arms has standards that they have to be held to, and they hold themselves to.
Spencer was ousted for trying to review Gallagher's status as a SEAL without the president intervening. Fox's John Decker is live at the White House.
Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, defending the president's decision to pardon and restore the rank of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, who was convicted of posing for a photo with the corpse of an ISIS fighter.
The president stands by his decision. The president also just this morning tweeted something that I think America sees full on, which is he will always stand behind our great war fighters.
The Navy has canceled Gallagher's review board. Instead, he'll retire from active duty at the end of the month. Dave?
John, the Justice Department has just appealed a federal judge's ruling ordering former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify about what he told the special counsel that he resisted the president's attempts to fire Robert Mueller in the Russia case. The judge, writing McGahn and others, are not immune from being questioned about Russia or Ukraine.
This ruling sets up an interesting situation for those who work and worked in the White House and the top tiers of the Trump administration. White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, Energy Secretary Rick Perry, and former National Security Advisor John Bolton have all decided not to testify.
That's Fox's David Spunt. We are learning information now in Washington. The Capitol Police say there was an unauthorized aircraft in their vicinity and all Capitol buildings are on lockdown. At least 14 people are dead in Albania, where rescuers using excavators are digging through earthquake rubble, looking for anyone trapped in homes and apartments that came down. America's listening to Fox News.
Holiday season is here, and it's time for our best offer of the year during the Ford Black Friday event. Now, for a limited time, get 20% estimated savings on select 2019 Ford models. You're ready, and so are we. Start the season off right, and don't wait to enjoy our best deal of the season. That is 20% estimated savings on select 2019 Ford models. The Ford Black Friday event ends soon, so hurry in today. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by December 2nd, 2019. See participating dealer for complete details.
President Trump did win one legal battle in the fight against House Democrats, temporarily.
The Supreme Court has temporarily blocked the enforcement of a congressional subpoena. That subpoena from a Democratic-led House committee looking for 8 years of tax records from the president. The justices have directed the president to file a formal appeal on the merits by noon December 5th. If they elect not to take the case, the stay issued Monday will expire and the records must be turned over. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls the decision disappointing, but expressed confidence in the court affirming what she calls Congress's oversight authority. If the high court decides to hear the case, the stay will remain in effect until the justices issue a decision, which would likely be in mid-2020. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
In Mali, two helicopters collided in midair, killing 13 French soldiers who were there as part of a mission battling Islamic militants. A month-long missing persons case might be over in Alabama.
A grim discovery in the search for the stepdaughter of UFC fighter Walt Harris. Deputies in Alabama believe they found the remains of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard.
I'm definitely heartbroken, you know, just as everybody else that had followed this case.
Macon County Sheriff Andre Brunson says they found the body behind a church on a rural road. Blanchard was last seen October 23rd at a convenience store not far from her home in Auburn. A man at the store told investigators he saw one of the three men arrested force Blanchard into her car and drive away. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
A winter storm is snarling travel from Utah to Colorado just before Thanksgiving. Heavy snow also forecast over to Kansas, up to Michigan. Nearly 500 flights to and from Denver have been canceled today. On Wall Street, stock futures are up slightly. The day after a rally that set new records for the Dow and the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Nearly a dozen residents spoke out against an agreement between the Urbana School Board and Urbana Police Department to place armed officers in Urbana middle school and high schools. Read more at newsgazette.com. Instagram announced Monday the platform will start hiding likes on Facebook in the U.S. Mike Yao, the head of U of I's Department of Advertising, studies online persuasion techniques and says industries are paying more attention to social media and its impact on commerce. Police are using GPS technology to track holiday porch pirates. David Griffith with the Champaign Police Department says they want to ease concerns in the community. So a few weeks ago, they started putting boxes containing tracking devices in parts of town where thieves were lingering. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Grace has got that.
Clouds with rain moving in by this afternoon with today's high at 53. Tonight, rain ending in windy, overnight low of 28. Wednesday, windy with a high of 43. And Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, cloudy with a high of 40. And it's currently 35 degrees.
She'll be going to Miss America. It's in Connecticut this year. She's the lovely Ariel Beverly. Ariel, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, we're honored to have you on our show, Miss Illinois, Ariel Beverly, Grace Cacciatore, Miss Illinois as well. I am now going to let Grace take the lead because that would be smart of me.
Oh, Ariel, it was so great to catch up with you last night. I so appreciate you coming to Champaign to spend some time on CI Living and then getting dinner afterwards. That was so fun.
Oh, absolutely. It was definitely well-needed, some well-needed time.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad. So, Ariel, let's talk about your year. How has it been since June, since you've been crowned? What's it been like for you?
It's been very busy. I had a very successful media tour back in September that has really opened a lot of doors and really opened a lot of opportunities for networking, for my social impact initiative, advocating for arts education. And so I've really been zoning into that because as Miss America, that's what I'd be working on for my whole year.
Absolutely. And so let's talk about your social impact initiative. Why is that important for you? I know you have a really neat history with this.
Sure. So the arts have always been a big part of my life, whether, you know, it was art, music, theater, even a little bit dance. Not near as much as you, Grace. But, you know, it's really helped me, in my opinion, develop into who I am. Just as the confident person that I am that really has, you know, pride in what I bring to the table. And so that's something I want everyone to be able to have the opportunity to have because, you know, I feel like I'm a product of my arts education. And so that's actually why I chose to become an art teacher. And last year was my first year of teaching. And I see myself returning to that or possibly returning to become an education administrator.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, for my year of service, I'm focusing on, you know, working with policymakers on how we can more so support the arts in public education, as well as working with organizations to help create grants and really just anything I can do to help.
That's awesome. And I know you've had some success with that. Can you talk about some of the things that you've done with in regards to policies and things like that?
Absolutely. So back in 2010, I believe it is, Congress passed a resolution requesting all states and local communities to adopt the Arts and Education Week and also to proclaim a day specific to focus on that in individual communities. And none in Illinois have done that, so I've been working community by community, getting mayors to proclaim a specific day of Arts and Education Day that they can focus on what they have in their own communities.
That is awesome. Way to go, Ariel. True impact
here. Way to go, Ariel.
And so Miss America is coming up. What's the date for that again?
December 19th.
That's so exciting. And how are you feeling about this? I know it can be a looming, huge thing that someone goes to once in their life. They anticipate it, then dream about it their whole lives. Now you are on your way and you're so close. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. As you said, it's been a long time waiting. You know, normally it's How long did you have from your crowning until Miss America?
I was crowned June 9th. Yeah, June 9th, and I left August 27th. So it was a pretty fast turnaround. You have a much drawn out, which there's, you know, pros and cons to that.
Exactly, there are. But yeah, at this point, I'm just ready for it to be here. I'm ready to have the experience and see what happens. I'm just ready.
Yeah, and so what would you say you're most looking forward to at Miss America, the Miss America experience, what you've dreamt about? What is that one thing that you're thinking about all the time? Like, I can't wait for that moment.
Oh, gosh. I think it's just being on that stage and knowing the possibilities that can happen. I think that's what I'm most looking forward to, and all the experiences with all the girls. We've already met on so many occasions this year, and so being reunited with everyone is going to be really, really exciting.
That is such a unique relationship.
For the holidays.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's so true, and those relationships are so cool. All of, you know, some of the hardest working women all gathered together and initially get to be celebrated and rewarded for their hard work over their entire lives at Miss America.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some changes with Miss America. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Sure. So you experienced a couple changes as well last year, which have carried over to this year. So we all know about, you know, the removal of swimsuit as part of the competition to help make it a lot more inclusive and focusing more on what we bring to the table as, you know, educated women and what we're doing in our communities. But on top of that, we have an addition of a social impact pitch to the competition. So essentially like a 90-second speech about our social issue that we're focusing on. And as you know, mine is arts education advocacy. So that is a new big change, being that it's a whole new part of competition that has been added. And so that's actually a pretty recent change. So we're still narrowing in on it, and then we start working on it very soon.
Wow. So essentially now at Miss America, just to sum it up, there's no swimsuit competition, and there is now essentially a TED Talk, a 90-second TED Talk that women, whatever they choose is their social impact initiative, what they're advocating throughout their year, they are going to speak on that for those 90 seconds, and they still have the interview, the private interview portion, and they still have the onstage question, and of course, they still have the talent, which is, correct me if I'm wrong, 50% of your score. Is that right still?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So there are changes, and this is seemingly an evolving competition, now no longer what we call a pageant, but a competition. And
right.
you've signed up along for the ride, regardless if you knew what that would entail.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
That's kind of one of the big things with the job, is just rolling with the changes and being flexible. So.
And I think that's probably one of the strongest qualities a title holder can have. And Ariel, it's clear that you have that, and you're comfortable with change. You're comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I think that is such a valuable thing that it's very rare people have. So now that you've experienced the role of Miss Illinois, you've lived the life a little bit. Tell me, do you have a favorite experience that you've had so far?
Oh, boy. I would have to say visiting Hayworth High School to present them with their grant that was the first of my Include the Arts postcard project. So essentially I have schools from all over the state submit pieces of artwork that are made specifically for the contest and also explain why the arts are important to them. And all these cards will actually end up being used to start a conversation with Governor J.B. Pritzker. Mm-hmm. However, for the time being, it's about presenting these $1,000 grants courtesy of Blick Art Materials, and I got to hang out the whole time at the school, hang out with the kids in the art room pretty much the whole day, eat in the cafeteria. I got to make some art with everyone, and it was just a really, really fun experience, and then also getting to hear a lot about how they're going to use that grant, because it was a rural school, so they didn't have, you know, everything in the world in their art program. So that was just a really, really fun experience that day.
Definitely. And if you had such a fun day, I can't imagine how those people who got to experience that with Miss Illinois felt. I'm sure they felt so excited and encouraged and honored to be with you as well. Okay, so also now that you've experienced life as Miss Illinois, what you have a bunch of girls that are competing and dreaming of your position as Miss Illinois. What would you say to them? What advice would you give to the next Miss Illinois?
Oh, golly. To the next Miss Illinois or the girls competing for Miss Illinois?
Let's start with the girls that are competing.
Okay. I think I would have to say trust your timing and utilize failures if they come. Because, I mean, Grace, you know my story. It's mm-hmm. kind of crazy and wild that how I got here today. So being that I competed so many times this year at the local level and never came out with a crown, and then by the grace of God, I end up, you know, coming to Miss Illinois as a first runner-up from a local and end up making it happen and earning the title. It was crazy. It was crazy. Sometimes I still feel like I have to wrap my head around it because I don't believe it. But it's crazy how just the specific timing in your life can get you somewhere. Even if you don't win the first time, that doesn't mean you're not going to get there some way, somehow.
So true. And it's just so clear. That story, your story should be more encouraging than any, because it shows that no matter what happens at a local level, no matter what happens in years past, that does not disqualify you from the position now. And now here you are thriving as Miss Illinois. So let's talk about now the next Miss Illinois. What advice would you give to her?
I think this is a bit of advice that sometimes I feel like I have to keep reminding myself, just because there is so much time that we're using to prepare. But I think focusing in on why you want the job so much and what you want to do with your year, just because there can be a lot of times throughout the year that you feel, you know, really tired and exhausted and just ready to be done with it all. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it is such an honor to have this position, and really living in the moment of each opportunity and experience is really, really important. And so I would say that that's a big piece of advice I would give the next Miss Illinois.
Yes, definitely. I think that's a great way to see it. And a lot of the times it's easy to make this job look very glamorous from Instagram and social media. Yeah. And then when you're living it, it's quite different. It's exhausting. It's endless. It requires a lot of you. So you're doing an amazing job. Really fast, let's talk about how people can follow you.
Absolutely. So on my social media, I try to keep it up with just about everything I'm up to. And so if anyone's interested in following that, it's at Miss America IL. And I also have a website with most of my arts advocacy work and ways that people in the around the state can get involved as well, called includethearts.com.
So includethearts.com and at Miss America IL on Instagram. Awesome. Ariel, you are going to do amazing things, and we are so excited to watch you. And how can we watch you at Miss America?
Yes, it'll be December 19th, live on NBC.
Live on NBC.
Hey, Ariel. Ariel.
Yes.
You're so darn good at this. Come on.
So easy.
Oh my goodness. Wow, that was amazing. I just should have left and gone to my car and listened. That was so good.
You guys, thank you.
You just both did great. And man, oh man, that was a rare moment, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Illinois talking to Miss Illinois.
Oh yeah, girl talk.
Come on, I love it.
No, listen, we're proud of you. You're going to do outstanding in Connecticut. We can't wait to watch NBC on December 19 and watch for Miss Illinois Ariel Beverly. You've already done us proud. It's going to be outstanding. You're very, very good and talented in every phase, and we're rooting for you all the way.
All the way, Ariel.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right, talk to you soon, and go get them.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Thanks, Ariel.
Ariel Beverly, Miss Illinois, headed to Miss America on December 19. NBC's got it this year. Cool. Well
Such
done.
Such a special time. This is the hard part, though. You're in the last bit of it all.
You ask all the right questions because you know.
I've been there.
You have certainly been there, and that's awesome. Great job, Grace, talking to Ariel. Let's check your weather now.
Clouds with rain moving in by this afternoon with today's high at 53. Tonight, rain ending and windy with an overnight low of 28. And Wednesday, windy with a high of 43. Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, cloudy with a high of 40, and it's currently 35 degrees.
All right, 8:19. Janice Dean is senior meteorologist for Fox News. She's on in the morning with Fox and Friends, and she hosts a Thanksgiving special. And on that special, she has a great conversation with Tim Tebow. doing kind things, doing nice things for people. It's a really cool radio special that we're going to air Friday morning here on this station. So stand by for Janice Dean, Fox News meteorologist, in about 10, 15 minutes. Stand by. It's 8:20 on this Tuesday, ESPN 93.5.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The House of Mouse and its launch into the world of streaming appears to be averaging nearly 1 million new subscribers a day. Disney Plus has been downloaded more than 15 million times following its glitchy rollout 2 weeks ago. The cost of taking an Uber or Lyft is going up in Seattle. City Council has approved a new tax on the ride-sharing companies, and that cost is expected to be passed on to riders. Seattle leaders say that 51 cent per tax ride will be put toward the city's troubled streetcar project. There could be some good news on the trade front with Beijing. Top Chinese and U.S. trade negotiators have agreed to talks on a preliminary deal, and according to the Chinese Commerce Ministry, the world's two largest economies have been locked in a tariff war since mid-2018, rattling markets around the globe. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Tom Graham, invested in you.
America is a special place. It's a place where we work for what we want and speak up for what we believe. Where we have the power to change the course of our nation and the world. Every 4 years, we make a choice for ourselves, for our families, for our future. We do something most people across the globe only dream of. Democracy 2020. It's in your hands. Fox News. America is watching.
At the award-winning Honda BMW, if you'll go in now, you have a chance to buy a new Honda at 0.9% financing for 72 months. That doesn't happen very often. Get your details at drivechampagne.com or stop by the award-winning dealership off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. It's Honda BMW. Again, 0.9% financing for 72 months till the end of the year. Visit Honda today. Drivechampagne.com online off Neil at Burwash in Savoy.
On Wednesday, December 4th, will you be there live for the first ever nationally televised professional wrestling event in Champaign? AEW Dynamite is coming to the State Farm Center at the University of Illinois. See Chris Jericho, Cody, John Moxley, Kenny Omega, Nyla Rose, Rhea, Hangman Page, the Young Bucks, and the athletes of All Elite Wrestling Live. AEW Dynamite is coming to the State Farm Center at the University of Illinois Live. Tickets are on sale now and start at $20. Special student ticket prices are also available. Go to AEWTix.com.
Pros like you find savings every day at Lowe's. But with our Black Friday deals, you can save even more. Buy a DeWalt 12-inch 15-amp dual bevel sliding compound miter saw for just $3.99. And you'll get a DeWalt heavy-duty adjustable miter saw stand absolutely free. Load up on extra batteries and get a 4-pack of DeWalt batteries for $140 less. Now $159 for this week only. For Black Friday deals like these and more, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Saw offer valid 11/27 through 12/5. Battery offer valid 11/28 through 12/4. U.S. only.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
Hello, this is Shane Calder of Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor's Nursery is your home for a natural Christmas. Christmas isn't about pulling the dusty tree out of the box and plugging it in. It's about coming to Country Arbor's Nursery and picking out the best-looking, best-smelling tree you've ever had. Our Fraser firs are the best price in town, starting at under $40 for a 6-foot tree. Country Arbor's also carries fresh wreaths, roping, branches, and dozens of other fresh-cut greens for your decorations. So come out to Country Arbor's Nursery, home of the best live trees and cut branching in town. We're open every day but Thanksgiving. Go to countryarbors.com for hours and directions.
Give the gift of outdoor gear from Field & Stream. Take 25% off all regular-priced ammo and 10% off all regular-priced firearms. Get 25% off a portable buddy heater. Save more on Field & Stream Edgewater, Swamp Tracker, or Field Blazer boots, just $89.98. And take $200 off Lowrance Hook 2-7 Split-Shot Bundle. Plus, earn up to $40 Field & Stream cash with a qualifying Yeti purchase now through Wednesday. Field & Stream, where traditions begin. Minimal exclusions apply. See store associates or fieldandstreamshop.com for details.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Situated in the heart of campus town, Asian-inspired Italian cuisine can be found at Naya Restaurant.
We took some elements of some Asian food and some techniques. I went to Korea for a while. We took some elements of those and then kind of infused them into Italian. Quite popular is our risotto, which is an Italian dish, but we use Korean beef, bulgogi, with mushrooms in the risotto.
Visit Chef Thad Morrow and his team at Naya Restaurant. See the menu and get more information at NayaRestaurant.com.
Oh, yeah. All right, our offer today, theghoststever.com is available. You can get registered. Today is a little, you know, more selective as to our offer. I made it last hour. I can give it one more time. Area-wide technologies, it's a little bit abstract as to what they do because most of us take for granted what they do, but they essentially keep your network safe. They keep it from hackers, keep viruses from occurring. Area-wide technologies, locally owned and operated over 20 years now, Jeff Facer. And they are located in Champaign. So if you want a local company that can come in and kind of check your system out, making sure you're protected from malware and you have a firewall that's properly installed. The offer this morning on the Stever deal is Jeff will come in and do that for free. He'll check your system for free. And then if you need anything, Stevie J will kick in up to $1,000. What the heck is that? And he said most fixes are $1,000 or less. We had him come here. I had a firewall problem. Cost me $1,000. So there's a lot we can do for $1,000. So if you're interested in that, we'll select somebody after the show. You just text in area-wide or area 359-2255. If you're interested at all in exploring the option of having him check your system, you get peace of mind thinking, yeah, I'm pretty safe from bad people trying to harm my business. So if you or somebody you know would like this done, text in area or area-wide 359-2255, and we will let the winner know after 9. All right, up to $1,000 and a free check. Holy cow. Janice Dean currently serves as a senior meteorologist for Fox News. She's on Fox and Friends in the morning. Grace likes her clothes.
She has the cutest clothes, always.
Yeah, we'll have to tell her that. Anyway, she has a special coming up for Thanksgiving. We're planning to run it here Friday morning. I think 8 to 9, we're going to take the morning off. So Janice Dean will run her special. And it's a great topic. It's like a perfect timing for Mr. Rogers and Tom Hanks, that kind of thing, sharing stories of ordinary people taking time to be kind and spreading sunshine to others. That's what her special is about, and it sounds great. I've heard part of it. All right, 828, Janice Dean, Fox News, coming up next. Stand by.
Hi, folks. Van, for heel-to-toe shoes in downtown Urbana. Hey, quit putting it off. You've heard about us. I've been yelling at you long enough. Come on in, get measured, get fit in that comfortable pair of footwear you know you deserve. Don't be a dummy head. We're easy to find. Heel-to-toe shoes. 106 West Main, downtown Urbana. I said I'd tell you hi. Hi, do it.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-522-5700. 800-522-5700. 800-522-5700.
Turkey rules this time of year. Turkey sandwiches, turkey sausage, turkey casserole, turkey wraps, turkey soup, turkey salad, turkey tacos.
Enough with the turkey already.
When you've had enough turkey, make it Rosati's Pizza. They're thankful for you this holiday season. So you know when you hear,
not another turkey.
You should call Rosati's Pizza at 328-2334. That's 328-2334.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. This year's Live to Lead was the best one ever. So we're hosting an encore presentation of the exact same program on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the iHotel. John Maxwell, Angela Arends, Marcus Buckingham of Strength Finder, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis of Girl Wash Your Face. They rock the house. Don't miss this opportunity. Bring your team, bring your spouse, bring a friend. It'll be an amazing program that you won't forget. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
Go check your Fox News. Be right back. 8:30 ESPN 93.5.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. All clear is declared at the White House and Capitol. They were on lockdown briefly this morning over an unauthorized aircraft over the area. That has now been determined to be not hostile. The Justice Department has now appealed a federal judge's ruling that former White House counsel Don McGahn must appear before Congress as subpoenaed.
In a 120-page ruling, Judge Jackson wrote that presidents are not kings and that other top administration officials, past and present, are not immune from cooperating. Democrats want to ask McGahn about allegations of obstruction of justice stemming from the Mueller probe. The White House says the ruling contradicts longstanding legal precedent established by administrations of both political parties.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. The Supreme Court is temporarily blocking House Democrats' access to President Trump's financial records, giving his attorneys until next Thursday to argue why it should take the case. Lower courts have ruled against the president on this. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police are searching for someone they suspect stole a car on the afternoon of Sunday, November 17th, near North Maplewood Drive and Kenneth Drive. Champaign police found the stolen 2012 Ford Edge abandoned after it was involved in a hit-and-run. A 17-year-old boy was shot in the arm in the 1400 block of Abram Drive shortly after 6 p.m. Monday. Police say someone in a white vehicle fired a gun several times, hitting the teenager and a house. He was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. National newspapers are now harder to find in Champaign-Urbana since the News Gazette stopped delivering them to homes and newsstands earlier this month. Community Media Group dropped the distribution contract when they took over the local paper in early November. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
I just love my girlfriend and want to do something cool and personal for the holidays.
Well, how about a calendar with those summer vacation pictures you guys took together on the summer months? Then February with last year's Valentine's date.
I love that idea, but that sounds like a lot of work.
Minuteman Press at 905 South Neal Street in Champaign has Paul, Adam, and Andrew listening to the concept. Then it's a few emails and it'll be done.
Awesome. Minuteman Press in Champaign. Just Google it. See you. Printing.com.
We turn your feelings into flowers, the blossom basket florist. No one has roses like ours.
Thanksgiving is coming. This year, let Ron Bailey and his team at the Blossom Basket Florist help you select the perfect floral arrangement for thoughtful gift giving and home decor. Call 217-367-ROSE.
The Blossom Basket Florist.
This Thanksgiving, Fox's senior meteorologist, author of Mostly Sunny, Janice Dean, shares stories of ordinary people taking time to be kind, spreading sunshine to others. Janice Dean, how are you?
I am good. I'm busy, but good, and happy to be on with you this morning.
Oh, my gosh. Every time you're offered, I get you because of your energy and love of what you do, and your life has been amazing. I love talking to you. My daughter, Grace, is in the studio. She's graduating in journalism next month. She's a former Miss Illinois. She's in Miss America a year ago, and she has a couple thoughts she wants to share with Janice Dean. Go ahead, Grace.
Well, first of all, I love your clothes. Oh. Every time you're on TV, if you were on Pinterest, I'd pin it every time.
Oh, that's so kind. Thank you.
Of course.
So tell me about the special. Well, and by the way, we made an executive decision yesterday. We're going to run this Friday morning at 8 a.m. our time. So we're going to – I love it. I think it's a great concept. I think you sound great on it.
Oh, I appreciate that. So, yes, I do the Dean's List every day, which is a good news story. I've been doing it for a couple of years now, and it's gotten so popular. People love hearing it. It's like a little breath of sunshine every day amidst some of the bad news that we keep seeing 24/7 on some of the news and social media. So I love doing it because it's just a pause. It's 1 minute where you can just be like, this is going to be a great story. It's going to put a smile on somebody's face, and it's going to make people feel good. So they came to me and said, would you like to do an hour-long special for Fox News Radio? And I said, of course I would. So it's just an extended version of what I do every day, which is what I love to do, and that is shine a light on some of the kindness that we do sometimes as human beings.
That's awesome. And what was it like talking to Tim Tebow?
Amazing. You know, I have to say, out of all of the celebrities that I've ever talked to, he is the real deal. And not just because he is obviously a sports athlete and an amazing one at that, Heisman Trophy winner, NFL, and he also plays, you know, baseball. He's in fantastic shape. He, you know, he loves his family. He loves God. He's, you know, his faith is everything to him. But just to shine a light on what he does and what he uses his platform for to do good for others, you know, less fortunate children, less fortunate families with the Tim Tebow Foundation. He really truly believes that people matter most. If you really want to live a life of significance, you will live that life that impacts people, and that is what he continues to do. And very quietly, you know, he does a lot of this stuff without cameras or microphones. One of his most favorite things to do is go to prisons and talk to people, you know, who we think don't have any redeeming qualities, and he believes in them and believes that they still have worth. So he is just an unbelievable person, and I was so happy that he sat down with me, and I'm so grateful that I can share the story that he tells. Because it really, truly is inspiring.
Absolutely. I think his authenticity is very evident, just even from social media. So I'm very excited about that. And what has inspired you to write children's books? That's really special and really neat.
Well, I wanted to write children's books to help parents talk to their kids about why weather happens. I think if you didn't study meteorology and you have storms that come in to your city, like even a thunderstorm can be very scary for kids. So what I wanted to do with Freddie the Frogcaster, is have a cute little frog that loves frogcasting, and be able to explain why weather happens, why a thunderstorm happens, what a tornado is, how a hurricane comes in from the ocean. And that way, maybe that could take the scare out of potentially, you know, very scary situation for a child and what they might remember. So that's kind of what the focus was, and the books have done really well. I did 5 of them, and now we're talking about maybe doing an animated series with Freddie. So that's, you know, that's more than I ever anticipated and expected. But, you know, going out and talking to kids every day about weather and what makes them excited about, you know, going to school every day and what they wear to school is one of the most exciting things that I've ever done. You know, I love talking to kids.
Well, Janice, I think it's awesome all that you're doing, and you do stay very, very busy. But here you are with specials about spreading sunshine. And frankly, that's what you do every day. I think you have such a wonderful presence, and you really do try and lift folks up when you do little interviews outside. It's all good. You do a great job. We love chatting with you, and we wish you nothing but more success.
Oh, thank you so much. And I feel blessed to talk to you, and I hope we can do it again sometime.
You bet, Janice. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Appreciate you.
Oh, you too. Thank you so much.
Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist, live from New York City. She's dancing between her appearances on TV this morning
and doing
some radio promotion. And we took a listen a little bit to her special, and we will run it on Friday morning. Right about 8 a.m. we'll start it. It's an hour long something. Let's see if we can get just a – really sounds good. I think she kicks off the first segment with Tim Tebow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's just really, really effective. And it, but, again, here we are in the probably most contentious political time ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is so much vitriol and so much unnecessary hate that it really is tough to listen to stuff. But Janice Dean, Friday morning, 8 a.m. on this show.
Welcome to The Dean's List. Now, here's your host, Janice Dean.
Over this next hour, we will be sharing stories of people helping others. From a well-known athlete to complete strangers who...
Sounds good, doesn't it? So to be on Friday morning, 8 a.m., you're going to hear it here for
That's
the full
awesome.
Hour.
Yeah. And someone asked me the other day, why is news so negative? So this is so, so great, and I think this is exactly what our world needs, is a little a shine of light on what is good, because we need reminded that there are good things happening just as much.
I think that's what was resonating with Mr. Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, famous kids show for so many years, a new movie coming out, Tom Hanks. And one critic said, you know what? That's kind of what we all need right now.
Yeah.
Somebody to actually be kind, to not hate. And it's important that we understand that, yes, we, you know, try and figure out our political differences. But the bottom line is we are living in the most amazing human experiment on the history of the globe. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable to live in America, the opportunities we have, the liberties we have, the freedoms we have, the things we get to do every day.
Absolutely.
And yet we fret about the littlest things, and it's just not worth our energy.
I think we forget that we're intended to be different. We're intended to have opposing views, and we're intended to have different takes on life and different beliefs. And imagine if we didn't. That would change the whole game. So I think we have to remember that we're supposed to be different, and just because we're different doesn't change our value and the way that we contribute to the world of who we are. So I think that's a great reminder. And as cliche as it sounds, we need those positive influences that, like Tim Tebow or Mr. Rogers. Those things are, I think, going farther than we want to admit, but those positive influences are very needed.
Yeah.
And those are things we need to consume more often.
You have a website that people can visit, and I think you can subscribe to your devotion.
Yes,
that you
right.
offer hundreds of people every day now, and it's uplifting, it's encouragement. Would you like to share the website?
Yeah, absolutely. It's www.graceketchaturian.com, and I know that can be a little bit difficult to spell, but if you Google it with your best try, I bet it'll come up, or something close to it.
You put Miss Illinois Grace, it'll come up.
Yeah, if you put in Miss Illinois Grace,
it'll come up. Yeah,
you'll at least know how to spell my name and then type it in.
Yeah.
Worst case.
We have a text in. Muhammad Elementary School last week had a kindness day and encouraged kids to wear sweaters in honor of Mr. Rogers.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think it's awesome. I think it really is
so good. So good.
Okay, Miss Illinois Grace, you'll find Grace's website.
Oh,
you can subscribe to the to her devotions, which, again, are it's like Christian FM, encouraging and uplifting. That's kind of what
just
that,
little text that I'll send right to you.
Yep. Okay, yeah. Your favorite sports.
Woohoo.
Well, do
Can you sense
very,
that?
Very encouraging woohoo. But we'll get you your sports headlines coming up.
At the Happy Honda Days sales event, you can unwrap incredible deals that'll make you,
oh my gosh.
You know, the kind of gift that makes you,
no way.
Or even,
awesome.
Yep, that's basically Happy Honda Days in a chest nutshell.
Get a great deal on a 2019 HRV from KBB.com's best overall brand for 2019 with 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers. Hurry into your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
At the Happy Honda Days sales event, you can unwrap incredible deals that'll make you,
oh my gosh.
You know, the kind of gift that makes you,
no way.
Yep, that's basically Happy Honda Days in a chest nutshell.
Get a great deal on a 2019 CRV from KBB.com's best overall brand for 2019 with 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to CentralILHondaDealers.com.
See dealer for financing details based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
Hey, this is Kirk Herbstreit. This team's going to need to change the momentum in the second half. Let's listen in to the head coach to hear his halftime speech.
Listen to me. It all comes down to now. I want to see some fire. A fire that could perfectly grill an Eckrich smoked sausage. And I want to see more from you out there. More flavor. More condiments. This is a home gate after all. Now start eating like you belong here.
Yeah!
Okay, now I'm fired up.
Eckridge, you do you.
Hey, Joe, you got that spreadsheet for me?
Yeah, 1 second, Larry. Let me pull it up. Where'd it go?
Hey, I'm going to need that spreadsheet ASAP, Joe.
Yeah. Sure, Larry. Just 1 second. It's gone. Everything's gone. My emails, my spreadsheets, my fantasy football league.
This is Joe. Don't be like Joe. Give Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign a call at 359-8041. They'll make sure your work setup is secure and running smoothly. Then you won't be in a situation like Joe.
Okay, ESPN 93.5. Now we check our morning sports. Grace Kachaturian has that.
The Fighting Illini host Division II Lindenwood tonight at the State Farm Center. The 5-1 Illini will tip it off at 7 tonight. And the Illini football team gets ready for their senior day this Saturday as they host Northwestern at 11 a.m. at Memorial Stadium. While the Illini are headed to a bowl game, Illinois coach Lovey Smith talked yesterday about the Thanksgiving week schedule for his players.
A lot to be, of course, thankful for. So Thanksgiving, our players are going to spend Thanksgiving with their families. In order to do that, we have a certain amount of days we need to prepare for the next opponent. And what we normally do on this day is we move everything up. So that's what we did. Normally today, there wouldn't be a practice. But we practiced today, went through our initial game plan day. Had a good practice, I might add, today. So we'll practice until Wednesday and won't do anything on Thanksgiving and get back on the routine Friday.
The women's volleyball will try and keep their postseason hopes alive when they host Northwestern tomorrow night at Huff for their senior night. And in the NFL last night on Monday Night Football, the Baltimore Ravens and the incredible Lamar Jackson embarrassed the Los Angeles Rams 45-6. That's your sports.
Okay, good job. I don't know why you don't like doing it. You're really good at it. I mean, you sound like you know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, no, I'm glad.
No, you got it going on. Nice of you to wake up and come in and help.
Oh, it's so fun. It's such a special thing to get to do.
Yeah, I would venture to say that it's the only radio show in America that features triplet on Monday, triplet on Tuesday. And is Benjamin planning to come in tomorrow? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Well, we'll see. But if he wants to, then that would do it. And then we're off Thursday, Friday, back Monday. The Janis Dean special, as we mentioned, I'm planning to run 8 a.m. on Friday to have that for you. But again, finding people that share and spread sunshine. And there are a lot of people that try and do that. But we are cloudy right now in the country as a whole from the standpoint of negativity. And I think that it's better if we try and share the joy, and particularly now, Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes.
Gosh, we have a lot to be thankful for.
And the holidays are such a cool time because they kind of remind us to take a step back, remember what's important.
Yep.
And I think something about, even if you don't get to be around family, there's something about taking time off, to set aside those couple hours just for even a meal.
Mm-hmm.
That reminds you of, okay, this is what's important in life. And
yeah.
I think it's so easy to get fixated on the things that are constantly passing and really have very little value in the grand scheme of things if you take a couple steps back and look at it again. So I think this is such a special time of year to just remember what's important. The season of giving, there's so much joy in giving, whether that be your time, your smile, your heart, or your money. You know,
yep.
I think there's good in it all.
848 ESPN 93.5. Check your weather coming up.
Stay in the know with alerts from Prospect Bank. Our alert messaging system has been enhanced and now offers more notification opportunities than ever before. Do you want to know when a transaction occurs on your account or a balance hits a certain threshold? Log into online banking at bankprospect.com or through our e-mobile app to start utilizing alerts and never miss another notification. Sign up to receive alerts via email, text message, push notification, or your online banking secure inbox. It's smart, it's easy, it's alerts from Prospect Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every month we honor our law enforcement official of the month. We do it because it's important to respect our law enforcement. I am a fan. I appreciate what they do. I'm very happy to welcome Sergeant Mark McAllister. He's been with the Sheriff's Office for 23 years. Started in Master Control in 1996. He worked for 2.5 years. From there he went to the court security. Couple of years he's been around on patrol, crimes unit. You have done a lot, Sergeant Mark McAllister. You've done a lot of work.
I have.
What's been the best part of this?
That's hard to say. I really enjoyed my time in the street crimes unit. I enjoyed my time as a canine handler. And recently I was promoted to sergeant in January, and I have to say I think where I'm at right now is what I like the most.
Well, we're honored to have you in here, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you very much.
We truly appreciate you, Ben. Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
The human body is truly amazing, but we naturally need help to be our best. Men and women can experience symptoms such as urinary and fecal incontinence, pelvic pain, and sexual dysfunction, which are all incredibly common and highly treatable with pelvic health therapy. Please do not suffer in silence. We are on a mission to create awareness and hope that change is achievable. At Mettler, we desire to partner with you on this journey. Start today with a complimentary consultation. Learn more at MettlerCenter.com.
You thy community credit union for campus and community.
Take advantage of our lowest rate credit card at the U of I Community Credit Union with rates starting as low as 1.9% APR. Leave the worry at home this holiday season when you bank with us. The Platinum Credit Card will give you the shopping power you're used to at a fraction of the cost with an intro APR rate as low as 1.9%. Whether you're getting ready to shop this year or you want to lower your current balances, you need to take advantage today. And you'll enjoy your low intro APR for 18 months on purchases and balance transfers. No annual fee, 24/7 online and mobile access, and a low intro APR. Terms and conditions apply. Shop in peace this year with the U of I Community Credit Union Platinum Visa. Apply online at uoficreditunion.org.
Mike Golick here. As men, we all play a lot of positions in life, on and off the field. Well, Dove Men Plus Care celebrates a new definition of strength, one with care at its center. Real strength is shown through the care you give to the people that matter. That means your family, friends, and community, but it also includes you. Dove Men Plus Care Sport Care gives you the care you need on and off the field for the pregame, the ballgame, to the postgame. Dove Men Plus Care Sport Care, designed for every position you
play. Okay, ESPN 93.5 forecast one more time here. ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Clouds with the rain moving in by this afternoon with today's high of 53. Tonight, rain ending and windy with an overnight low of 28. Wednesday, windy with a high of 43. And Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, cloudy with a high of 40. And it's currently 35 degrees.
You posted one of your devotions on Facebook recently. They got so many comments and so many. I don't know. It was one of your favorites, but darned if I can remember the. It was really like, whoa.
I think my mom would have posted it. I'm not sure if I did, but
maybe she posted it, I reposted it, but it was incredibly wise. Dang it. So many comments said, wow, what wisdom. And it was just about life and putting in things in perspective.
Oh yeah, you know what? It was probably the one about either scuba diving or transitions. I kind of talked about in a recent devotion about transitions in my life.
Well, that's true, but the scuba diving was a fear.
Yes, and I had a crazy fear of
and I
water.
I gave you an easy out because I said, honey, it's fine. You and I will sit and we'll go snorkeling.
That's what I wanted. Well, I didn't even want to do the snorkeling. I wanted to sit on the boat in the sun.
So why did you figure that out to go deep into a lake 45 feet and dark and... And you were terribly afraid of that. How did you overcome and why?
Well, what's funny is I'm just afraid in a pool, in a 4-foot pool. I'm uncomfortable. And it's one of those irrational things. I think we all probably have those where it's like you're afraid of it, but you don't understand why. And for me, it's kind of always been water, specifically just putting my head underwater and the idea of not being able to breathe. And so when we went to our first scuba diving class, it was in the Y pool, and I will tell you, I did not enjoy that because, you know, you put the regulator, which is your air source, and as a scuba diver, you put that in your mouth, you put the tank on your back, and you deflate your vest so you sink all the way down. And then you have to learn how to breathe. Otherwise, you will not be able to breathe. But what I loved about it, even when we were in, you know, Kankakee in a lake in late October in Illinois, who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah, 58-degree water, yeah.
But when we were told we were going into like a 60-foot part of the lake all the way down, and we were deflating our vest to go that deep, it takes some time because you have to equalize, so your face doesn't feel like it's going to blow. But as I was going down, I just had to remember to just focus on my breathing. And I just had to focus one breath, inhaling and exhaling, and staying so calm. Mm-hmm. And there's no other time in our lives where we are so focused on just breathing. And I think it's so easy to be so distracted, but scary moments kind of force us to be fully present. And I think that's such a rare thing in our world, because everything is wanting our attention and wanting to distract us and pulling us in every direction. But the moments where you're most uncomfortable, the moments when you're most afraid, those are the moments that you are called into full presence of who you are, focusing on one breath at a time, focusing on staying calm. And then when you come up to the surface, you completed something that used to terrify you. So that's a big reason why I decided to carry on, even though I hated did not really enjoy.
But you did it.
But I did it.
How did it feel to overcome that fear?
It's incredibly freeing, I would say. And mm-hmm. I think this kind of goes to show the power of the Lord, too. Like, he's even with us when we're 60 feet under in a lake in Kankakee. He's right there with us. Well, and he will be our source of breath. He is our source of breath. So that's a piece that will never go anywhere.
We said a little prayer before we went on our deep dive.
Yes, we did.
And the instructor said, I've been on 2,000 dives and we've never had a prayer.
Hmm.
And we were appreciative it was over, too, because it was very cold.
It was very cold. And you know what? I think another reminder that I had while I was there, we put our faith and our courage even in a box and in a compartment, thinking we only need to activate this when we're in these situations, yeah. And we only need God when we're in these situations. But I think it showed right then that I needed God with me, even just to remind myself how to breathe. Mm-hmm. And that's the most instinctive thing we have. So just good reminders. Yeah. When you put yourself in uncomfortable places, that's when you grow.
GraceCatcheterian.com. You can get these devotions. They're amazing. Grace, love you. Thank you for coming.
I love you. Thanks so much.
All right. Talk to you soon, honey. That's my daughter, Grace. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.
Saturday, December 7th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, December 8th at 3 p.m. You have the chance to attend the premiere of a live radio drama, The Goblins at the Gravedigger, the Charles Dickens story that was the model for A Christmas Carol. Performances will be at Emmanuel Memorial Church, 208 West University, Champaign. The CUTC Dickensian Carolers will also perform. Tickets are $10 at the door. Don't miss the show destined to become a holiday classic. The Goblins and the Gravedigger, heard live on the radio December 8th at 3:30 on Christian FM 95.3.
Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate Battery. I once had a fire in my house, and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate Battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Madison.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job.
Long's Garage, the oldest auto repair facility in Champaign-Urbana, deals with engine repairs, transmissions, brakes, suspensions, electrical, air conditioning. But one thing they pride themselves on in the one-stop shop for vehicle repairs is tires. Kumho Tires is having an instant rebate sale. If you buy a set of 4 Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. If you have a truck and buy a set of 4 light truck tires, you get $120 credit. So go on to Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street or schedule an appointment at 217-367-3942.
Crisis Nursery's annual Children's Holiday Shop will take place Saturday, December 7th through Saturday, December 14th. Join us at our new location, County Plaza in Urbana, 102 East Main Street, across from the courthouse. Kids up to 12 years old, shop with a volunteer for affordable fun gifts, priced $10 and under. Like us on Facebook or check crisisnursery.net for info on times and celebrity volunteers, including Illinois and Parkland Athletics, and of course, Santa Claus himself. Start a fun family tradition while supporting Crisis Nursery's mission to prevent child abuse and neglect. We look forward to seeing you at the Children's Holiday Shop December 7th to the 14th at County Plaza in Urbana.
Hello, this is Shane Calder of Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor's Nursery is your home for a natural Christmas. Christmas isn't about pulling the dusty tree out of the box and plugging it in. It's about coming to Country Arbor's Nursery and picking out the best-looking, best-smelling tree you've ever had. Our Fraser firs are the best price in town, starting at under $40 for a 6-foot tree. Country Arbor's also carries fresh wreaths, roping, branches, and dozens of other fresh-cut greens for your decorations. So come out to Country Arbor's Nursery, home of the best live trees and cut branching in town. We're open every day but Thanksgiving.
Go to countryarbors.com for hours and directions.
It's the amazing Luther Falls. Look at the beach, the palm trees, the sea going all the way to the horizon line. Luther Falls is some exotic location in the Caribbean. They will make your kitchen and bathroom feel like a paradise, though. With exquisite granite countertops, they have the cabinet selection that fits your color palette and storage needs. That's not even saying how they can remodel that bathroom of yours. Give Luther Falls of Bloomington and Champaign the chance to make your own paradise dream a reality. Go to LutherFalls.com to start your project.
Financing now available.
Are you upset with your phone plan? I know of a place for you. Sprint by Wireless Revolution. Wireless Revolution is a certified Sprint dealer and will get you the perfect deal for your phone plan. Whether you're single, need a family plan, or getting devices for your employees, Wireless Revolution has your back. Sprint has wonderful service and you will always be connected with the people that mean the most to you. They will take care of transferring your contacts and apps. So stop by Sprint by Wireless Revolution. They have three locations, one in Urbana on Philo Road and two in Champaign, one in Marketplace Mall and one on North Prospect.
If you want the best, go to Body and Soul Sports, your go-to for all your favorites. Wish shoes from Asics, Adidas, Brooks, and Nike. Get comfort and style with an in-store free gait analysis for the proper fit. Perform and look your best with apparel and